WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The Caps are greeted as they arrive yesterday at Dulles International Airport, Stanley Cup in hand. The team celebrated last night on the roof deck of Don Tito in Clarendon. If you missed that, you can see the team and the cup today at the Nationals game. Caps captain Alex Ovechkin's throwing out the first pitch. Game time's 12:05. With the Stanley Cup in hand, are the Capitals' days as a second-fiddle D.C. sports team finally over?
It is a dramatic increase in interest.
George Solomon's been covering D.C. sports for more than 40 years, first at the Washington Post, now as a professor at the University of Maryland. He says the Caps' first Stanley Cup team didn't turn D.C. into a hockey town.
But it was different then. I mean, 1998 was sort of a surprise, and the reaction and enthusiasm about this Stanley Cup final is much greater.
The Ovechkin era not only brought a winner, it finally gave us a champion. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Caps fans will be gathering along Constitution Avenue Tuesday morning starting at 11 for a victory parade. But another parade's happening in the district today, the Capitol Pride Parade. The Grand Marshals are Judy and Dennis Shepard, the parents of Matthew Shepard, who was killed because of his sexual orientation in 1998. President of the Capitol Alliance Board, Ashley Smith, says a lot has changed for the LGBTQ community since Shepard's murder.
We've been able to get certain laws that have been able to be passed that have allowed for those members of the LGBT community to be able to live and get married and be able to keep their job. But unfortunately, it hasn't happened across the whole entire country.
Today's parade starts at 4:30 at DuPont Circle and ends on U Street. President Donald Trump is leaving the G summit in Quebec early. He's headed to Singapore for his next summit, the historic meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Even though Mr. Trump is leaving, correspondent Boris Sanchez says the Group of Seven meeting of world leaders isn't over.
There are still sessions going on that he was originally supposed to participate in, those sessions dedicated to the environment and climate change.
During the summit, President Trump sparred with international leaders over new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The March for the Ocean is taking place today in D.C.
I just love the ocean, and I've been swimming in it my whole entire life. And I want to keep our ocean safe so everyone can enjoy the ocean as much as me.
Carson Kroffel is in town for today's march from the Washington Monument to the steps of the Capitol.
March for Our Ocean is a march to support ocean conservation.
Carson, who's almost 13, created a sustainable skateboard and donates a portion of his sales to Ocean United, supporting the March for the Ocean. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in sports, the Giants beat the Nats 9-5 last night. That series continues today at 12:05, and again, Alex Ovechkin will throw out the first pitch. The Golden State Warriors won their second straight NBA championship, beating the Cavaliers 108-85 last night. The Blue Jays topped the Orioles 5-1. That series continues today. And Justify attempts to win the Triple Crown in the 150th Belmont Stakes tonight. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hi, Mary Walter here. Our friend Mark Levin has been nominated for induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame, and you can help him win. Winners are selected during a two-week voting campaign now through June 18th. So if you're a Mark Levin fan, please vote now. Vote online by logging onto radiovote.com or vote by text. Simply dial 96000 on your mobile phone and then text the message 500 to cast your vote for Mark. Check out WMAL.com for more info. Now let's vote Mark into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/try for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/try. That's match.com/try. Match.com/try.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, several issues already this morning on the roadways. The Beltway Outer Loop right at Leesburg Pike. That's a stalled vehicle over on the right shoulder, causing a little bit of a delay. A wrecker has been dispatched. Here in the district, southbound 295 right around Malcolm X Avenue Southwest. We still have an accident blocking a left lane. They're still working now on getting that pushed over to the shoulder. Canal, Whitehurst Freeway, K Street Northwest, along with Virginia Avenue, MacArthur Boulevard, and the Potomac Freeway, all stretches along the marathon that's happening this morning. Watch for the barricades. And that's road work on southbound 395 right around Glebe Road, blocking a right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely again, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 68 in Bethesda, 70 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
Is your summer schedule already jam-packed? Don't waste a minute circling the block looking for parking. From a day at the office to a day at the beach, find your parking spot with Spot Hero. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots nearby. With a few taps on your phone, you can reserve and pay for your spot. This summer, save time and money wherever you're headed. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former Deputy Assistant to President Donald J. Trump. As a resident of Virginia's 10th District who voted for her before, I am very disappointed in Barbara Comstock. I can't vote for her again. Her liberal voting record, her criticisms of President Trump, her despicable attack ads, and her inability to win in November has caused me to look for an alternative. I am now supporting Shaq Hill, a conservative fighter, an Air Force combat veteran who supports our president. Comstock votes like a Democrat. She no longer represents me or the Republicans of the 10th District. Shaq Hill will get the job done, and he will win in November. Please vote for Shaq Hill June 12th and bring five people with you.
Send Shaq Hill, an Air Force combat pilot, to D.C. to do what the career politician Barbara Comstock won't.
I'm Shaq Hill, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Shaq Hill for Congress Incorporated.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. Great to have you with us. It is great to have John Gizzi with us, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, summit fever will be dominating the media for the next week. It's already started with the G7 in Quebec. John, the sparks were flying on Twitter and back and forth between President Trump and some of the G7 leaders. But at day's end, how did things turn out on Friday?
Summit's on steroids, you might call it. But even as the public invective was being thrown around among the world leaders, the fact is that when it came to policy, substance was being worked out. Technical talks are going to be held between the leaders of the industrial titans of the world, and notably the European Union. Donald Tusk, the operating head of the EU, was in full force in Quebec, very much like the President of the United States or the Prime Ministers of Britain and Canada, and the President of France and the German Chancellor. They may have their differences. President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada had a heated exchange a week ago. But the fact is that when it comes to policy, lower-level figures, ministers of commerce and state and foreign affairs, will countries. The president did start a bit of a furor when he suggested that it should be the G8 once again, that Russia, kicked out in 2014 for the invasion of Crimea, should be let back in because it is an industrial power. This is already drawing fire from his own fellow Republicans in the United States. Senator Ben Sasse is saying that he is not a buddy of the president, but basically someone who practices Soviet-style policy. He was speaking, of course, of Vladimir Putin.
So, John, the president will go directly from Quebec to Singapore. As we prepare for the North Korea summit, what do you see as the key things to be watching in the next couple of days?
I think we have to watch closely what China says and does. It is no secret that President Xi holds the North Korean strongman, Kim Jong-un, in minimum high regard, to use a phrase of the late Speaker of the House, John McCormick. He does not like the man. Radio Beijing has made it very clear that if there were ever a second Korean War and Pyongyang was attacked, the Chinese would not honor its 1961 mutual defense treaty with North Korea and send in troops. More than likely, it would go down and secure the nuclear missiles that would be a prize for anyone who overthrew the regime. All this means very simply that China is going to pressure North Korea to come to an agreement of some kind. Will it mean a denuclearized North Korea? Hardly. And Kim has made it clear he understands the lessons of what happened when Libya's Gaddafi disarmed his own nuclear musketry. So my guess is there will be some kind of an agreement, but it will not be a complete one, and the terms will be, in large part, coming down from Beijing.
John, on Tuesday, primaries leading up to the midterm elections in November. California was the focus. And of course, you heard the spin. The Democrats thought they did well. The Republicans thought they did well. Was there a winner or a loser? Would you call it a toss-up?
They can both claim victory and go on. And this is very difficult to argue about because California has a French-style electoral system. All candidates, regardless of party, appear on the same ballot, and the top two vote-getters meet in November for a runoff. This can lead to situations in which two Democrats square off, or two Republicans in some places. Well, there was very little of that, and certainly not at the congressional level. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, for example, long felt to be a top target of Democrats and opponents in his own Republican Party, emerged with 30% of the vote. The nearest Democrat who came close to him had 17%, and the Republican who challenged Rohrabacher because of his support for Putin's Russia, Scott Baugh, came in fourth. Rohrabacher is stronger than ever for re-election. The governor's racing as well. Gavin Newsom, lieutenant governor, was, as expected, the top vote-getter. He is in strong shape to succeed his fellow Democrat, Jerry Brown, in Sacramento. However, the Republican who came in second is interesting. John Cox, millionaire accountant businessman who had run for numerous offices in Illinois and even toyed with running for president, moved a few years ago to Rancho Santa Mirage, California, set up his own business, and spending far less than Newsom, came in second and will meet him in the runoff. He had the strong blessings of President Trump in this race, who said that the election of a Democrat like Newsom would turn California into Venezuela.
One of the most important swing states in the 2020 presidential election will be Ohio, and Ohio is still to come in the primary season, correct?
That is correct. Look, the fact is that the seat of Congressman Pat Tiberi has been in Republican hands for 78 of the last 80 years. It was held by a fellow named John Kasich for 18 years, long before he became governor and developed presidential ambitions. the natural succession of T. Berry to Republican State Senator Trey Balderson should be a done deal. But it isn't. Democrats have a formidable candidate, and Senator Balderson was a bear winner in the primary over someone backed by the hard right of his party, its Freedom Caucus, and its Tea Party movement. My guess is that this is a race that's going to be watched nationally, and we're going to see reporters descending on Ohio to see if it's a bellwether of a Democratic wave nationwide, a blue wave, so to speak. One interesting point about this race, one of the more notable constituents in the Columbus area district is J.D. Vance, author of the much-praised Hillbilly Elegy. I'll be interested to see what he has to say about the race that the press is going to descend on pretty fast.
We're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi and the rumblings around Washington that if Chief of Staff Kelly leaves, would Donald Trump be his own chief of staff? Well, we'll talk about that next with John Gizzi, but first check of the traffic and weather. What's the latest over there, James?
Yeah, Rick, we're following a couple of problems this morning to watch for on the roadways across the area from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, getting a report of a medical emergency of some sort southbound on 28 through Virginia. This is right at Westfields Boulevard, blocking a right lane through there. 95 northbound, right around Centerport Parkway, getting a report we've got a work zone set up this morning. The far left lane is blocked. Capitol Beltway Outer Loop, right at Leesburg Pike. Watch for a right shoulder blocked with a stalled car waiting on a wrecker to show up. And here in the district, southbound 295 around Malcolm X Avenue Southwest, we have an accident blocking a couple of left lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for scattered thunderstorms today. High of 83, 60% chance of rain. For tomorrow, more thunderstorms. High 76 with an 80% chance of rain and an 80% chance of rain on Monday. High only of 68. Morning showers expected Tuesday. About a 40% chance of rain on Tuesday. And, of course, Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock, the kickoff of the Capitol's celebration parade downtown. So not a great forecast for that. Right now in D.C., we're at 70 degrees, heading to 83 this afternoon, 717, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is 718, and John Gizzi is with us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, you wrote a story, the headline, Kellyanne Conway says Trump won't be chief of staff if John Kelly goes. And, of course, D.C. being the rumor mill and with all of the speculation as to what's next in the Trump administration, I guess some are saying that he will succeed the current chief of staff, John Kelly, if he were to leave. And I thought that was interesting. You addressed the rumor, but I thought it was also very interesting when you point out who the last president was that did not have a chief of staff.
John F. Kennedy. He did not have a chief of staff. He had an appointment secretary, Ken O'Donnell, one-time captain of the Harvard football team, who kept the president's schedule very manageable. He also had a very politically savvy brother, Robert Kennedy, as attorney general, and he did not need to rely on a chief of staff with political savvy at all. Donald Trump repeating this plan and serving as his own chief of staff is pretty ludicrous. Don't take my word. Chris Whipple, who's written a book on the history of the office of chief of staff, says the same thing. Kellyanne Conway agreed, and she said General Kelly is doing fine. She hopes he stays on, and just because he's not that visible and keeps quiet doesn't mean he's in any trouble.
Washington saddened by the news about political analyst Charles Krauthammer this week. He wrote a letter in which he says, quote, "My doctors tell me their best estimate is that I have only a few weeks left to live. This is the final verdict. My fight is over." And, John, you know Charles Krauthammer quite well.
I certainly do. And I've had the pleasure, indeed the honor, of being on panels with him, from the state of Pennsylvania to the centennial state of Colorado. In each case, he's a star. He draws an overflow crowd to any speech he goes to, and then he stays around and talks to people one-on-one and poses for pictures. He's a class act. I might add, few people know that Charles Krauthammer studied for a medical degree, was set to become a doctor, until going off a diving board and injuring himself changed his career path. He ended up as a speechwriter for Vice President Walter Mondale, later the Democratic nominee for president, and was a confirmed Mondale liberal. Years of experience and using his own skills in the medical profession to analyze problems and come up with the best solution led him to move gradually to the right, but certainly not the far right. He would criticize conservatives as much as he criticized his former allies on the left, and he has a marvelous sense of humor. When I heard him speak in Colorado, he said, "It is a pleasure to be here. Then again, it's a pleasure to be anywhere that Juan Williams isn't there to interrupt me." A final point on Dr. Krauthammer. A Swedish journalist came to me and said that with so much rancor in the U.S. in terms of the punditocracy, his bosses in Stockholm wanted an interview on George W. Bush's foreign policy, but they wanted someone who was the voice of reason. They knew who they wanted, Charles Krauthammer. Could I introduce him to Dr. K and see if an interview would come? Well, I called his assistant. I learned that Dr. Krauthammer was very busy, but that he would try to make it happen. A week later, I ran into the same Swedish journalist who beamed. Dr. Krauthammer made ample time for him, and he liked him very much. I don't think I'll ever forget that, and I won't forget Dr. Charles Krauthammer.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, it is always great to get your view of things. Thank you very much.
It's always great to be here. And sneak preview, I'll be out of the White House and in Germany for an international media forum hosted by Deutsche Welle TV. So I get to hear what journalists all over the world are saying about us guys. Stay tuned.
That should be fascinating. It is 7:23, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Still to come, we will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. A lot going on the national security front. And, of course, the leak on Capitol Hill, the indictment this week. We'll also talk with Gordon Chang. We'll get his preview of the summit coming your way in Singapore on Tuesday. All to come between now and 8 on the Saturday morning update.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Great things happen when people use the cloud to work together. At McAfee, we build advanced cybersecurity from device to cloud so organizations are empowered to invent life-saving cures, smarter investment models, and cleaner energy. Without protected technology, these innovations might never happen. We support fearless innovators who are making our world a better place. McAfee, the device to cloud cybersecurity company.
A racist? Nick Freitas is calling Corey Stewart a racist? Why? Because Stewart opposes destroying our history? Or because Stewart supports the wall and supports our president? Here are some facts. When Corey Stewart was crossing Virginia supporting President Trump, Nick Freitas was attacking him, calling Trump a swindler and draft dodger. Freitas wouldn't even endorse Trump over Hillary Clinton. No surprise that all those never-Trump Republicans are all backing Nick Freitas. Freitas is a pro-amnesty libertarian who endorses sanctuary cities and won't support our president. Corey Stewart, the conservative tax cutter who led the nation's toughest crackdown on illegal aliens, earned a triple AAA bond rating and won 5 times in blue Northern Virginia. That's Corey Stewart's record. Want to stand with President Trump? There's only one choice. Corey Stewart, Senate. Tough, strong, unafraid, fighting for us. Paid for by Corey Stewart for Senate.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Folks, if you own land, you deserve a great deal on a great tractor, and that's why you should visit my good friends at Mahindra during Mahindra Dealer Days right now. Your local Mahindra dealer has huge savings on Mahindra subcompact, compact, and utility tractors, plus a full line of utility vehicles. And Mahindra's long-lasting powertrain warranties, they still come standard. Enjoy the land you love from the comfortable seat of a new Mahindra tractor and use the money you save to do something special. But hurry, you need to buy before these huge Mahindra Dealer Day savings are gone. To learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, it's easy. Visit MahindraUSA.com. That's MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
7:27, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, and the very latest on the Singapore summit comes from the Foreign Minister of Singapore. She is Vivian Balakrishnan, and she says this morning that it's all systems go for that summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore to begin on Tuesday. The foreign minister says, quote, things will start happening within the next 24 hours. And there was no provision of details to the remarks to the reporters in Singapore. Did tell reporters that Washington and Pyongyang are pleased with the arrangements and said that both sides see a desire and a willingness to escape constraints that have applied for the last 7 decades. So a positive note this morning as we approach the Singapore summit.
The following 60 seconds of stress-free listening is brought to you by Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union, home of the stress-free auto loan. Yeah, getting a car loan can really mess with your stress. But hey, Commonwealth's been decompressing auto loans for years. They're flexible, with no payments for the first 90 days. They're mellow, with loan terms spread out up to 7 years. And they're so affordable. Just finance your auto loan using Commonwealth One's online buying service powered by TrueCar and get rates as low as 1.49%. To apply, go to cofcu.org/auto. That's cofcu.org/auto. Why get all strazzled applying for an auto loan? Just go to Commonwealth One and be totally chill. APR based on applicant's credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required. Go to cofcu.org/auto for details.
Our weather's been very unpredictable. It's cold, it's hot, it's rainy. And if your roof isn't ready, these wacky conditions can cause cracks and leaks and wreak havoc on your home. That's why you need an all-weather roof from Long Roofing now. It can protect your home in all seasons. And now you can take advantage of their spring sale, so don't wait until it's too late. Protect your home with an all-weather roof from Long Roofing now and save. Call 844-454-5664 now. That's 844-454-LONG or go to longroofing.com.
Is your summer schedule already jam-packed? Don't waste a minute circling the block looking for parking. From a day at the office to a day at the beach, find your parking spot with Spot Hero. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots nearby. With a few taps on your phone, you can reserve and pay for your spot. This summer, save time and money wherever you're headed. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Saluting the 2018 Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The Stanley Cup champs and the men who worked so hard to earn that Stanley Cup are back home here in D.C. The Caps landed at Dulles Airport yesterday.
TJ!
The public was not allowed to greet the Caps at the airport, but some lucky fans did see them last night at Don Tito in Clarendon, and fans can catch the team again today at the Nats game, where Captain Alex Ovechkin will throw out the first pitch. Game time's 12:05. Thousands of people expected for the Capitol Pride Parade in D.C. today. President of the Capitol Alliance Board, Ashley Smith, explains the meaning behind this year's theme, Elements of Us.
There are so many different elements that make up our community, and that is really truly what it's all about. And so the only way that we can do that is if we come together united as one.
The parade kicks off at 4:30 from DuPont Circle. One teenage boy is killed and four others injured in a crash yesterday on Furnace Road in West Springfield. Fairfax County Police say the driver, an unlicensed 14-year-old, lost control. The car crashed into a tree and flipped over. Police do not believe the driver was drunk. We now know what caused a dozen wildfires that destroyed homes and killed at least 15 people last October in California's wine country. State officials say they were sparked by trees that fell on power lines. In sports, the Giants beat the Nats 9-5 last night. That series continues today at 12:05, and again, Alex Ovechkin will throw out the first pitch. The Golden State Warriors won their second straight NBA championship, beating the Cavaliers 108-85 last night. The Blue Jays topped the Orioles 5-1. That series continues today, and Justify attempts to win the Triple Crown today in the 150th Belmont Stakes. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV102856. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
It's 105.9 FM and AM 630, 733 on WMAL.
Problems across the area that could slow you down this morning, including here in the district, the big marathon happening. That's got parts of Canal, Whitehurst, K Street, also Potomac Freeway, Virginia Avenue, and MacArthur Boulevard coned off. You'll see that, though. Just watch for it. Capitol Beltway, the outer loop at Leesburg Pike. That's a stalled car causing delays over on the right shoulder. Wrecker already on the scene. Should be gone in the next little bit. We'll keep you posted. Back here in the district, southbound on 295 around Malcolm X Avenue Southwest. We've got an accident there blocking two left lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms again, lows in the upper 60s. Right now, 72 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In the June 12th Republican primary, what am I looking for in my member of Congress? Common sense solutions.
I want a fighter for men and women in uniform and a strong supporter of our veterans.
Someone who knows that tax cuts actually help families like mine and votes for them.
Someone who will help make our community safer. A leader in the fight against criminal gangs.
On June 12th, I'll be supporting someone who is all of this and more. Barbara Comstock.
Barbara voted to increase defense spending by $40 billion, pushing back against the sequester cuts.
She voted for tax cuts that save Northern Virginia families more than $6,000 a year.
Barbara won praise for her leadership in opening the new Veterans Center in Leesburg.
And Barbara wrote the bill that gives law enforcement powerful new tools to fight criminal gangs like MS-13.
On June 12th.
On June 12th.
On June 12th.
We're voting for Barbara Comstock in the Republican primary.
I'm Barbara Comstock, and I approve this message. Paid for by Comstock for Congress.
We always need to remember there are many factors that can impact your investments. Change in interest rates, shifts in emerging markets, political unrest, and more. This is Chase Hinterstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. The main reason to have a good financial advisor is to help you stay grounded, disciplined, and focused. We manage investments for our clients, and we'd be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than falling asleep to the sounds of nature. Until you start to hear the snoring from your bed partner. That's not peaceful. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea. That's a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. Most people try CPAP first, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't actually use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option. It's called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the greater Washington area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined each week by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative. Tony is on the road this morning on the campaign trail. Where are you and what are you up to?
Yeah, hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. I'm up here in beautiful Livonia, Michigan, and I'm doing some talks for my good friend, Congressman Kerry Bentivoglio. He's running for his seat here in Michigan, and We did a talk last night, and we're doing some things this morning, and I'm over at a range taking some shots later this afternoon. So we're having a good old time here. And by the way, being able to have good shooting skills is very important being close to Detroit, if you know what I mean.
People have been taking shots at President Trump all week long and the summit and everything else and what's expected to be accomplished at the summit. And one question I had for you, and that is from a national security standpoint, from the Pentagon standpoint, let's say.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what we really want to get out of this? Because this could go anywhere from just sort of an initial handshake and, hey, we're going to talk some more in the next couple of months, or it could lead to something more substantive. What would you like to see ultimately, whether it's, you know, Tuesday or in the future, come out of these negotiations?
Well, two things. First, I think it's important for President Trump to reinsinuate the American interests within the process. One of the notable things, and he said, and this is something that's been, I think, a lot of well-repeated and factually correct, is that there's an imbalance. A lot of these countries have barriers which we cannot get our goods into. And that includes farm goods, agriculture, that includes, manufactured goods. And that is something that hurts the economy, our economy, by the fact we cannot sell openly to those markets. And we're talking about some very large markets. I mean, Germany, Japan, Britain, Canada, they have a lot of money, and that money is not being returned. Secondly, I think when we start talking about the tariffs, there are reasons why we're doing tariffs on certain things. I believe, and I'm here in Michigan, as I mentioned, looking at manufacturing, look, there's things we should be able to manufacture ourselves. Maybe it's just better for us to make it ourselves and cost a little bit more. And plus, it puts American workers back to work. So those are the things I'd like to see come out of this. And I think those things would benefit the American people.
All right, let's turn to the summit in Singapore. Same question. What do you see as the important outcomes that, you know, we should try and achieve in Singapore?
I think two things on that. I think we need to have a strong and clear path to ending the war, the conflict. I mean, this has been going on since the early 50s, and a path forward on that where we can actually enter into a peace agreement where we stand down along the demilitarized zone. And secondly, begin to resolve. And remember, Rick, during the Cold War, it took multiple meetings and negotiations to actually come to the INF Treaty, the Elimination of Intermediate Range Nuclear Missiles, or the SALT Treaty. And I want to see a path created that allows for concerted, detailed negotiations. And look, from Mike Pompeo's comments, the Secretary of State, I think there is progress being made on an issue. And I rail at this idea that, oh, the North Koreans will never give up their weapons. Well, you know, if you give them a deal like we have with our allies, the Japanese and South Koreans are under our nuclear umbrella. So put them under China's nuclear umbrella. there's always ways to deal with that. But I think there's real progress could be made by bringing forth a path to denuclearization of North Korea.
All right. Now, you're a CIA-trained intel operative,
yeah.
And one of the fascinating stories that is floating around out there is the threat of Chinese spies in Singapore trying to find out everything they can about what's going on inside the Singapore summit. What are some examples of what we wouldn't expect the Chinese espionage artists to be doing in Singapore?
Well, it's a great question, and I got to be careful because, I mean, look, they're very crafty. I would always refer back people to that great funny movie, True Lies, where you see the operatives doing all sorts of different roles behind the scenes, and that's what the Chinese are masters of. So when you're in a situation like that, you have to be aware of what you're saying all the time around waitstaff, around people you're checking into the hotel. And frankly, Rick, look, this is not well known. The Chinese essentially have been able to establish globally, especially in the United States, their own version of a global kind of Chinese McDonald's, where the staffs of those restaurants are essentially wholesale intelligence collection outfits. So the Chinese are masters of this. And I've been on a number of operations, to include a number in Washington itself, where we were trying to monitor the Chinese. They use their wives for collection operations. So this is something we're aware of, and obviously we want people to be aware, to be on their toes.
Well, speaking of the collection of information, let's move closer to home, and that is the arrest of a Senate Intelligence Committee security director arrested on charges of lying to investigators probing the potential leaking of classified information. The plot thickens as he was in a romantic relationship with a New York Times reporter. And help us understand the delineation between just leaked information and leaked classified information, and why that's such a big deal.
Well, in many instances, one man's classified information is another man's headline in the New York Times. I mean, we have to understand that there's, in some instances, really no difference. It's all about the sourcing. And if this guy was leaking anything sensitive, he should be held accountable. And right now, what they've got him on are unauthorized or non-disclosed contacts with the media. And in a situation like, when I was an active operative, pretty much anything I did, I had to report relating to foreign contacts or contacts with the media. He's in the same position. So, I don't know what happened regarding his relationship with this lady. I'm not sure if he started counting boxes of condoms left out after garbage to be picked up regarding what he was doing with her. But clearly there was something very inappropriate with that relationship. And that's clearly an area they're looking at right now, is what he was doing with the reporter. And I forecast that we're going to see some charges brought on leaking itself. I do believe the guy leaked to her.
All right, I want to turn to a similar scenario here, and I will preface it by saying your view of the world, if you're listening this morning, your view of the world is shaped by where you get your news, because
right.
These days Fox News may carry something that you won't see or hear on CNN and or MSNBC, vice versa. Headline at Fox News earlier in the week, Democrats' IT scandal set to explode with possible plea deal, but there could be people listening to this morning that have no idea what this story is about. So give us a quick background.
Well, the Alwyn brothers were Pakistani nationals who were hired by Debbie Wasserman Schultz to essentially be the administrators of the entire backbone of the Democratic caucus in Congress, the whole thing. That includes members of Congress, their staffs, and everything else. Plus, Rick, she gave them at one point in time access to the Democrat National Committee servers as well, DNC servers, which, by the way, the servers were supposedly hacked by the Russians. I'm a skeptic. I don't believe it. So these guys, during the critical time of the DNC hack, as well as the time of the election in 2016, the Alwyn brothers were accessing these servers 7,000 times. Illegally. They weren't supposed to be having that kind of access, and they did. So, look, I full disclosure, I was in with my friend, Congressman Louis Gohmert, 2 days ago, and we're talking about this because they've been following it very closely for any number of reasons. And, right now, the Alwyn brothers are being forced to kind of plead out on fraud, on the misuse of funds relating to a loan. And this is not even being looked at right now. So a lot of folks are very concerned about the fact that Allen Brothers did engage in some form of espionage, and there's no real active role or interest in going after them so far. They want to plead them out on something else. So it's a very serious issue. And to your point, because the Democrats did this or had this done to them, no one wants to talk about it on MSNBC or CNN, but it's a very serious national security threat.
All right. Another leak in the news this week is that of the upcoming Inspector General's report on the DOJ. What do you make of the information that's been leaked so far? What's in it, and why has it been leaked?
I go with my friend Joe DiGenova on this. I think I know how these things work based on my own experience, and you've got lawyers behind the scenes every day trying to convince the investigators to back off or restate or all that. This is all wordsmithing and attempting to obfuscate the facts. From what I've heard, it's very damning. It goes all the way to Comey. And I would, if the facts are treated as they should be, I expect at least half a dozen criminal referrals out of the investigation. And the IG can't do it, Rick. He can't necessarily do it himself. I'd like to believe there's going to be a recommendation to reopen the Clinton investigation by the fact that so many internal procedures were either abandoned or modified in an adverse way, that it was not a fair investigation, and I think that's going to be the bottom line conclusion.
All right, we've got about a minute left, and I want to touch on this story. Staff evacuated from a U.S. consulate in China and flown home after suffering the same mystery symptoms as employees at American Embassy in Cuba. Of course, that's the sonic attack, apparently. And what does it tell you when the same similar attack happens in Cuba and China? Where do you start to look for the source?
Well, we were already suspecting China because of some proximity issues in Cuba. The eye of Sauron had already been kind of moved to them, and this is kind of confirming. And look, the Chinese, we just had a CIA case officer convicted 2 days ago of spying for China, and now this. And this is all Chinese wrongdoing. And look, the Russians were doing something similar with microwaves against our embassy in the Cold War in Moscow. So in many ways, both because of this and because of other things, China is now shaping up to be President Trump's version of the Soviet Union to deal with. And so, we're not at war with China. The Chinese are doing everything they can to increase their influence and do, really evil things like this.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, a great pleasure to have you with us this morning. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Rick.
Take care. Coming up, we'll be talking with Gordon Chang. We'll get his preview of the Singapore summit. It's next. James Stanley is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Yeah, Rick, we've got several races and the Capital Pride Festival happening today, so lots of streets already closed this morning. The 2018 Lawyers Have a Heart 10K and 5K Fun Run have kicked off about 15 minutes ago. That's got Whitehurst Freeway, M Street, Potomac River Freeway, E Street, all the way to Virginia, and 27th blocked off. 15th Street from P Street to Church Street is going to be blocked off this morning. That's for the Capital Pride Block Party Fest that's going to be going on all through the evening. And the Purple Stride 5K Walk and Run is also happening. Pennsylvania, Independence, Constitution, all the way to 7th Street, already shut down for that. And just getting word, we've got a crash on the Dulles Toll Road westbound right at the main toll plaza. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for thunderstorms today, high of 83. Thunderstorms tomorrow, high 76. Rain, more consistent rain on Monday with a high of 67. And morning showers on Tuesday, high of 75. Right now in Washington, 71. And we're heading up to 83. And it's 7:49 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update, and we are joined this morning by Gordon Chang. Of course, he is the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. He's a columnist for the Daily Beast and preeminent expert on North Korea and China. He has been in Hong Kong all this week. Gordon, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Well, we have heard a lot of comments from President Trump, from Mike Pompeo, even from Rudy Giuliani about the upcoming summit. But what have we heard, if anything, about the agenda from the North Korean side?
We have not heard anything from the North Korean side, but we do know what the North Koreans want. They want sanctions relief. They certainly want the United States to give them legitimization, which is what will happen when Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler, shakes hands with President Trump in Singapore, presumably on June 12th. We also know that the North Koreans certainly don't want to be attacked by the United States. A number of administration officials, some currently serving, some before they served, have been talking about striking the nuke and the missile facilities of North Korea. And one other thing that Kim Jong-un would like, long-term, he would like a counterweight to China. And the United States, which has no territorial ambitions on the Korean Peninsula, certainly serves as a counterweight. At least I think Kim is thinking along those lines.
So you've laid out the goals as you would see them from the North Korean side. What do you see as the important goals for the U.S.? Of course, denuclearization is what we're hearing constantly, but more specifically.
We would like North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons infrastructure, turn over all of its existing weapons, surrender its ballistic missiles and the missile infrastructure. We would like the most intrusive inspections regime on Earth. And also, President Trump last month, when he met Shinzo Abe, the Japanese prime minister, gave a public pledge, as he just reiterated a day or so ago, to get an accounting of the Japanese abductees from North Korea. Those are Japanese citizens who were kidnapped and brought to North Korea for various purposes. So our agenda also is clear.
Kim Jong-un has been motivated in his quest for nuclear capability over the past decade. But do you get a sense that he's choosing more recently to follow the mantra of James Carville, the famous words, "It's the economy, stupid"? Does that play into it?
I think certainly Kim has shifted his focus from his weapons programs to the economy. We know that in April, at a meeting of the Korean Workers' Party, which is the ruling organization, they officially dropped their Byung-Jing line, which is a tandem development of nuclear weapons and the economy. And now they're focusing in on just the economy. I think that's partly because the North Koreans feel somewhat confident in their arsenal. They probably don't have sufficient resources to continue at their breakneck pace in developing weapons, but also because, you know, the North Korean people, and especially the North Korean leadership, has gotten used to a certain level of prosperity. That prosperity is endangered by U.S. and U.N. sanctions. And so Kim, responding to pressure from below, I believe is focusing more on producing economic growth. Got to remember that North Korea is a small economy. Its gross domestic product is under $29 billion in 2016, the last year for which we have Bank of Korea estimates. So Kim needs to do a lot in terms of getting economic growth and making people feel good.
The trust factor is going to be key. You have Kim Jong-un, who would have to give up his nuclear weapons, and of course he heard the words of John Bolton and the Libya model, where of course Gaddafi lost his reign. And then you have the United States, who how many times has come up in an agreement with North Korea that has been violated? So both sides have got a real trust factor to deal with, don't they?
Well, they certainly do. But, you know, it's basically the North Koreans violating their pledges. They had a number of pledges to give up weapons, to stop this or stop that, and they violated all of them. When John Bolton talked about the Libya model, he was referring, I think, to not the killing of Muammar Gaddafi. He was talking about how the United States disarmed Libya. And essentially, the Libyans turned over their entire program, which in 2003, I believe, was rudimentary. So that was what Bolton was saying. People can fault him for using language that might be misinterpreted, as I think many people have. But nonetheless, when he meant Libya model, it meant that the Libyans gave up everything all at once. And that's what we should have in terms of North Korea. They give up everything right away. Up to now, only the North Koreans have been making concessions. They released the three Americans. Kim Jong-un has given denuclearization pledges. But when the summit occurs, we make a concession. We are in the room with Kim Jong-un. The photographs will show the two of them shaking hands, and that's legitimization. we're in a democracy. We don't really appreciate the importance of symbolism to totalitarian leaders. So this is a very important goal for Kim. We're giving that up. We need to get something in return. And recent comments from President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo are indeed troubling. And it appears that this may be nothing more than a meet and greet where we do not get firm pledges directly from Kim to give up his weapons programs and to allow inspections. I hope that in the days between now and June 12th, the U.S. is able to convince North Korea to give us those pledges. But right now, there is reason for concern.
On Thursday, the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced that the United States had come up with a deal that includes a $1 billion penalty for China's ZTE, but it ends the crippling sanctions. What are your thoughts on that?
Making a deal with China to relieve the sanctions is a grievous mistake. The Chinese made this a very public test of political will. They said that there could be no deal on trade with the United States unless the U.S. relieved the sanctions on ZTE. So a deal, no matter how good it is not good from our perspective. The Chinese, in their view, have tested President Trump, and he wilted under pressure. I'm sure they're going to press the advantage. We're going to feel the effects of this bad deal for a long time to come. This is not to say that President Trump can't reverse the damage, but now he has a much greater task in already difficult dealings with Beijing and Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler.
And does North Korea look at this and feel emboldened as they sit down at the table across from the president?
I don't know what's going through Kim Jong-un's mind, but it's reasonable to assume that, yes, indeed, Kim has looked at Xi Jinping pushing President Trump around and decided that they can do the same thing. And so we've got to be concerned that bad policy in one area is going to make life much more difficult for us in another. This shows that everything is connected when it comes to China and North Korea, and we've got to be concerned that bad policy with regard to ZTE will make it much more difficult to disarm the North Koreans.
Gordon Chang, thank you so much. And if you're listening, we encourage you to follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, as he will be providing insight in the days ahead over the summit in North Korea. Gordon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
7:58 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Now on sale in their garden center. Buy three and get one free on any perennials. With new varieties arriving daily, visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Retirement's about more than money. Find out what you need to know Saturday afternoon at 2 on The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish here on WMAL.
And visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Donald J. Trump. As a resident of Virginia's 10th District who voted for her before, I am very disappointed in Barbara Comstock. I can't vote for her again. Her liberal voting record, her criticisms of President Trump, her despicable attack ads, and her inability to win in November has caused me to look for an alternative. I am now supporting Shaq Hill, a conservative fighter, an Air Force combat veteran who supports our president. Comstock votes like a Democrat. She no longer represents me or the Republicans of the 10th District. Shaq Hill will get the job done, and he will win in November. Please vote for Shaq Hill June 12th and bring five people with you.
Send Shaq Hill, an Air Force combat pilot, to D.C. to do what the career politician Barbara Comstock won't.
I'm Shaq Hill, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Shaq Hill for Congress, Incorporated.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. As the celebration continues in Washington, the first Stanley Cup victory for the Washington Caps in their 44-year history, our first championship trophy since the Redskins brought one home in 1992. The party is on Tuesday. The celebratory parade for the Washington Capitals begins at 11 o'clock. Constitution Avenue and 17th Street will move east, passing the Washington Monument, down the National Mall to 7th Street, where a stage will be set up. So make your plans to take the day off Tuesday now. Thanks a lot. Garden Sense is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Saluting the 2018 Stanley Cup champion, Washington Capitals. WMAL, a Cumulus station.